It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gotta get down on... We have a guest, Lonzo. We have guest here.
Yeah, you're doing something. I'm stalling for you.
Don't encourage this behavior, Kevin. Don't encourage this behavior. This isn't okay.
I mean, that's a banger, Rob. That's a banger.
I'm not saying it's not a banger. I'm saying I don't need it four times in a row, back to back to back to back to back to back to back. Sound like Chris Berman. Ladies and gentlemen, the final hour of the Rob Brown Show starts right now. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back.
Hey, there's a slight delay. It's half a second. That's always, and I wasn't paying attention. Yeah.
Not only is it Friday, ladies and gentlemen, not only does the college football season start up tomorrow with week zero, not only does the NFL wrap up its preseason on Saturday and Sunday, but it's official. It's here. High school football season gets its real start this evening around the upstate of South Carolina. And wouldn't you know it, I mean, what else are we going to do but welcome back to make their 2024 season debut. And by golly, are we spoiled, because the entire crew of the Moving the Chains podcast is in the studio. They're not in the studio. They're scattered across the upstate as a whole, but they're with us on the stream today. As Kevin Thomas is here, John Epps is here, Jarrell Hendricks is here. Fellas, how we been, boys? How's the life? What's happening?
Doing well, man. Excited to get back on the grass tonight. You know, it's the summer has flown by. We saw some good jamboree, some good scrimmages, but now it actually counts for something.
I'm super pumped, Rob. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm glad that I was able to make it. You know, last time we had some technical difficulties and I could not join you, but excited to talk about some high school football today.
I can't wait. This is going to be a long day of work today.
I would like to point out two very quick things before we get started. First off, John Epps, we've been doing this, I think, three seasons now, and I think this is the first time you've come on without a hat. Are you pretending to be an adult now?
You know, yeah, pretending a little bit for some. I know the people that are close, they know the truth, but for the outside world, I got to pretend a little bit.
Oh, listen to him being mysterious. And then over on the other side, here comes Kev. Here comes Jarrell. They've got boom mics and headphones and lighting. What are you trying to pretend like you're professionals now? We don't do that around here, boys.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to up the quality a little bit. You know, we got tired of the computer mics cutting in and out sometimes, and we had this awesome handyman service actually set all this up for us too. That was really cool to have happen. You may know the guy. I don't know, Rob, but it's been working pretty well for us.
I think I do, Jarrell. Handsome devil that guy is, I've been told.
Yeah, no, I think he's a pretty swell guy. I don't know. Maybe the Rob Brown, you know, does everything in the upstate of South Carolina and across the state. We're just trying to be like you, just trying to keep it professional and to provide the best possible, you know, broadcast for the fans of high school football across the state.
All right, hold on. You can't use the. It's taken. It's just Rob Brown.
Just Rob Brown. Excuse
that
me.
That is trademarked. Good I've point. Good point, Lonzo.
It is not trademarked. They told Ohio State you can't own the word. This is why the Buckeyes get so much crap right there.
But that's still yet, reason. When you say the, you think Ohio State. So what they did worked.
No, I don't.
Oh, no, you think the Stallion. Is that what you think?
Amongst, and why wouldn't you? All right, let's get to it. Before we do, fellas, since it has been a hot minute since we've had you on, since the football season concluded last year. Let's take a second and introduce the boys. Tell everybody a little bit about the pod, about the product, about what you guys are doing for high school football fans across the upstate. And I'll let y'all decide who wants to answer the question and how.
Yeah, you know, what we try to do, Rob, honestly, is shine a light on these players, these communities, these coaches, because the coverage is not there like it used to be when we were growing up. So we're doing our best to kind of get these guys out in front of the spotlight, letting their fans and just, you know, people across the state get to know them. We do a live preview show every Tuesday night. It's about 7 o'clock, 7:15. We go live on Facebook and YouTube. We break down all of that week's action. We do a recap show on Sundays. We are obviously going to games on Friday nights, posting updates from those. We do coach interviews, player interviews throughout the week, throughout the season. Friday Night Spaces is a really cool, basically, scoreboard show on Twitter/X we do on Fridays. So basically every night of the week, you can find something going on with us, from teams of the week, players of the week, games of the week, just a lot of stuff to really just bring more notoriety and bring more coverage to the sport of high school football here in our state.
It is a it is a show for the last couple of years I have enjoyed. I've gotten to listen to. I've participated in days gone by. It is it's I mean, as high school football goes, it's as good as you're going to find. And I'll tell you guys, before we get into a couple of games, because we do have some week zero games to chat here with a lot of teams in action tonight for the very first time. I have said for years, local sports to me are a massive part of any community. And I don't care what level you're talking about, from middle school track and field up to the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. The more local sports you have, to me, the better a foundation of a community you have. Like, that's one of the few things where if you go to a high school football game on a Friday night, I don't give a damn who the guy next to me is voting for. I don't give a damn what the lady next to me has on her iPod. I don't care what level of education you have or how much money you make. It's us and the 22 boys down there on the gridiron. So I love that you guys do this, which is why we wanted to have y'all back this year.
And we're happy, happy you have us on.
Of course, man. Of course. All right, let's get into it. Let's start off, Kev, with you, a game you'll hear on this very station this evening with Cole Bryce and the voice of the Burns Rebels. They are on the road at TL Hanna tonight. You know, listen, I think we'd be remiss. Burns going to be a very interesting year for multiple reasons. One, no home games for this team. It's historic Nixon Field is being renovated. It's going to be a beautiful stadium when they're done, but unfortunately, that means they got to be the Road Warriors this year, A, and B, a lot of transfers out for the Burns Rebels. Had to pretty much flip the entire roster on its head for this year. Talk to us a little bit about the Rebels and a little bit about what this week zero game shapes up like, Kevin.
Lots of new faces. You're exactly right, Rob. You know, you get graduation, of course, you know, normally in high school, but this year you have a bunch of transfers. You lose Bomar, you lose Weaver, you lose Livingston, and a couple more as well. Coach Shaw, you know, you couple that with playing all your games on the road. It's going to be a tough season, I think, you know, just mentally to have those guys stay focused, being able to play all these games on the road. But they've got a great program as always. I'm looking forward to quarterback Zy Landrum. He's a dual threat guy. He's got to be a playmaker for them. Trey Segura has been a little bit banged up lately. Not sure his status for tonight, but they will need him out on the field as much as they can. But we'll be an interesting team to follow these first 2 weeks to see what they've got and really get to learn more about. But on the TL Hanna side, running back Katie Patterson, 1,700 all-purpose yards last year, 29 touchdowns, really good back there for Coach Tone's squad. Defensively, they got a DB, Cam Strong, committed to NC State. He is a physical specimen. He's a kid to watch for there. We mentioned Coach Tone, who does a fantastic job there. They're going to run the ball down your throat with that kind of misdirection, triple option offense, whatever you want to call it. Always, always a tough team to play. I think week zero, especially where your kids, you know, you haven't really hit a whole lot because you don't get to hit as much as you used to. You have to get out there and be physical with a team like TL Hanna. It's going to be a tough task for the Burns Rebels tonight, I feel like.
It is going to be an interesting one. How big of a deal is it? And I know we're going to focus on the games themselves, but how tough might it be for Burns to have to play every game on the road? I mean, the last couple of years, they've taken a couple of L's. They had a real interesting one last year on the road at, and I'm blanking at who it was they lost to in the regular season, but there's always that comfort of knowing you're going back to Nixon. The next week, you're in your locker room. You're sleeping in your bed that night, yada, yada, yada. None of that this year. There's no home cooking for the Rebels. What does that mean for this team?
I think it's really tough. You know, we talked to some of those kids at our media day a few weeks back, and they're like, hey, you know, we'll just have to bring Nixon Field on the road, which it's great to say. I mean, that's what you want them to say. You want their fan base to travel. But at the same time, like, you know, you're not going to have the same turnout, you know, from your fans as you would a home game. And then just, yeah, you really, Rob, for me personally, I hate it for the seniors. You know, last year playing football, you get no home games. Like, what are you doing for homecoming? You know, there's no, I mean, senior night on someone else's field. Like, what are you going to do? I think it's a real factor. I know you can kind of use it as a rallying cry, but I feel like at some point that only takes you so far.
John Epps, let's flip it on over. Greer is on the road at Boiling Springs tonight. Give us a breakdown of that one.
Yeah, this is a rematch of a game last year. Boiling Springs came out on top 31-14. Both programs string the right direction. Both teams made the playoff last year and have improved. Boiling Springs, they get to return their senior quarterback and leader in Lincoln Husky. He's a good player. Boiling Springs made great strides last year. Defensively, they're solid. You want to see that offense catch up a little bit more this year. On the Greer side, they've got to replace LaDainian Martin, great running back. He's going to be at Georgia State next year, but he left Greer High School. He will not be there. It's going to be tough to replace for the Yellow Jackets. I think both programs have some promise this year, but tonight I like the Bulldogs at home. I think Boiling Springs continues to improve on the campaign they had last year.
John, I saw Greer last year when Burns was on the road at that team. And that is one of those teams that, like, I know, like you said, trending in the right direction, finding some more talent. That is one of them gritty-ass high school football teams, man. Like, there just is no quit. You will not put them down. Be up 35, and they're still coming at you like it's a state championship game. I really like the attitude of that football team. And if they can get the talent to catch up with the mentality, that team in a year or two might be dangerous.
Yeah, they're a proud program, man. You know, last year they exited in the second round of the playoffs, but they gave Greenville all they wanted. They lost by 3 in that second round game to a very, very good, very talented Greenville team. Yeah, they're a proud program, and nobody's going to get an easy game against them.
Speaking of Greenville, they are on the road at Dorman tonight. Jarrell Hendricks, give me a little thought on that one.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting matchup because these two programs are kind of like at a transitional period. You look at Greenville High, I mean, they lose Coach Greg Porter, who moves on to Lawrence High School. And we welcome in the Jabo Shaw era. You know, people in South Carolina know that last name. Obviously, Connor Shaw's brother. Jabo had a lot of success coaching football in the state of Georgia. He moves over to Greenville High. They also move up to 5A this year. But like a lot of the programs in the upstate, lost a ton of talent, had a lot of Division I talent, like Mazio Bennett, who moves on to South Carolina. They lost some talent in the transfer portal as well. This is a team that went 10-4 last year, played for an upper state championship in the 4A classification. A lot of unknowns, though, for Greenville High. And then you flip over to Dorman. They finished 3-8 last year, you know, not what you would expect out of a program that caliber. So a big season, you know, for head coach Jake Morris in his second year. Get a new offensive coordinator, Roddy Mooney. Hopefully they can score more points. This is a game where Greenville won last year 34-21. But I think Dorman gets off on the right foot and they're able to win tonight over in Cavalier Stadium.
You mentioned that jump to 5A. For folks that maybe don't follow the teams that are going up and down in classifications and all that, what does that mean for a team to have to take that step up? Is it just roster size? Is there a visible amount of talent that changes when you go up in a classification? What does that jump to 5A mean?
For a team like Greenville and a program like Greenville, it's not too big of a jump, I would say. A lot of teams, it's been a little bit more difficult. You know, a lot of the classification and the shifting this year had to deal with the multiplier that was implemented due to a lot of the charter schools, private schools, and things like that in the state. So it affected a school like Greenville High, you know, who welcomes in, you know, students from outside of their original attendance zone because it is a magnet school for the county. It is a very good high school. But when it comes to the football field, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal for the Red Raiders. I think more of the issue for them is transitioning coach, transitioning players due to graduation and transfers.
Jarrell Hendricks, John Epps, Kevin Thomas, the boys from the Move in the Chains pod. Before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find your stuff, where they can stay tuned throughout the course of the season as you guys carry on with high school week zero and beyond.
For sure. Moving Chains, M-O-V-I-N-C-H-A-I-N-S, no G on that. That's our handle on X/Twitter, Instagram, and more. We're also on YouTube, Facebook, of course, at Moving the Chains podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Basically, anywhere you get information, we're there, Rob.
Find them at Moving Chains. And most importantly, John, I need you to wear a hat next week. I've known you 4 years. It's the first time I've ever seen your hair. I'm glad to know you have some, though. That's a good look.
Me too. I was scared cutting it, though. It would just all fall off. But, you know, I won't make that mistake again. I'll make a mistake once, but I won't do it again.
I like it. Jarrell Hendricks, my man, good to see you again, buddy. Thank you for honoring us by taking the time to show up.
Hey, you know what? I really could not miss this opportunity. And I've been thinking about it for 9 months now. Would not let you and Lonzo down. And couldn't let my guys down, John and Kevin, as well. So appreciate, you know, allowing me to throw my terrible voice over the airwaves of the upstate of South Carolina.
Stop it. You're like the Barry White of high school football. Knock it off. Jarrell Hendricks, Kevin Thomas, John Epps. They are the Moving the Chains pod. Again, you can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/movingchains. No G. All right. No G. Just Moving Chains. Same on Twitter and Instagram, and the podcast available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. If you are on X, make sure you follow them. You guys going to be doing the Friday night post-game shows again this year?
Yes, sir. About 10:30 or so, probably. Whenever we get back to the car and the game wraps up, we'll be up and live.
They stay up late on Fridays, and it doesn't involve Jägermeister anymore. And they do it for you people, all right? The Move of the Chains pod, Kevin, John, Jarrell, fellas, great to see y'all. Welcome back. We'll talk to you next Friday for week one, my dudes.
Appreciate you, Rob.
Thanks, fellas.
Anytime.
Thanks,
John, Jarrell, and Kevin, the Move of the Chains pod. Again, find them on Facebook, facebook.com/movingchains, on Twitter and Instagram at Moving Chains. And you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. And of course, their website is up at movingchains.com. They'll be back for week one action next week when we start to see how everything starts to break down. We're back after this for the next segment of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob and Lonzo with you here as we wrap up our week of broadcasting. Just a couple of segments left to go before we get up out of here. For the football weekend upcoming, we've got a bunch of college football tomorrow, a bunch of NFL preseason games tomorrow. That includes the Carolina Panthers' final preseason game is tomorrow. In which the Carolina Panthers will play their starters tomorrow. We will get our first preseason look at the new and, fingers crossed, improved Bryce Young moving forward. And we can get a little bit more into that as the show rolls on. But before we do, let's talk Atlanta Braves here for just a minute. The Bravos got a win last night over the Philadelphia Phillies. Another stellar performance by Spencer Schwellenbach, who has been, well, Schwell since the All-Star break. Guy has been on fire since the All-Star break. The Philadelphia Phillies, on the other hand, the exact opposite way around. The Phillies 12-19 since the All-Star break. It is the worst record in baseball since the break. And it's a weird spot for us to be in right now. Us, of course, being Braves fans. It's a weird spot for the Braves to be in. Because on one hand, this team has been wildly banged up. On one hand, I am, again, still not sold on Brian Snicker. There was a rumor that came out the other day that Snit was looking at doing one more year with the Braves and then calling it a career. They will have to look and find a new manager after that point. I don't know. I'm interested right now because I will acknowledge that while I not terribly long ago said I'm kind of ready for Snit to move on maybe at the end of this year because I'm just not convinced that he's entirely dialed in right now. And I don't want to be the case because as we have mentioned a couple of times, Snicker won you a World Series. That's real hard to do. Kevin and I were having a conversation yesterday when we were setting up that interview we just concluded. And thanks again to the folks over at the Moving the Chains pod for coming by and filling us in on all the high school football information that you need to know with week zero starting up tonight. But Kevin and I were talking a little bit about Snit and what we were seeing. He's a Braves guy as well out of this team. And, you know, I said to him and he agreed, I think one of the things that is sometimes hard to remember, and I am guilty of this as well, it's hard to win a championship in baseball. I have made the argument in the past, and I stand on it. I honestly think the World Series might be the most difficult of the professional sports championships to win. It is. There is so much that goes into it. It is about getting the regular season right. It is about getting the postseason right. It is about having the correct amount of momentum going into the postseason. It is about having the correct pitching. And there are so many things that must go right to give you the opportunity to win a World Series. It's hard to do. That's why you do not see a ton of repeat champions in the world of professional baseball. It doesn't happen that often because it, again, might be the single most difficult professional championship to win. So on one hand, Snit got you one. On one hand, he built a team alongside Alex Anthopoulos that is, at least it appears, is going to be competitive for at least the next couple of years. It's a good, young, solid core of players. You know the guys that are signed on for a while, Ronald Acuna Jr., Orlando Arcia, etc. There's a lot of potential for this team to be very good for like a while, right? On the flip side, I look around at this team this year, and there was no need, in my opinion, even with the injuries, and there were absolutely injuries, but there was no need, even with the injuries, for this many games to slip away from Atlanta, right? Seattle yesterday fired their manager, Scott Servais. That guy's been there since 2015. Scott Servais orchestrated a 21-year playoff drought's end and had put together a pretty good team overall in Seattle. And once things started going sideways, just did not know what to do. Just lost the plot. And I was a little bit afraid, and I'm not saying I'm not yet, that Brian Snicker might be in the same boat, just kind of lost the plot of what this team is, where this team is going, where this team should be going, et cetera, et cetera. I'm concerned. I'm not saying I'm unconcerned at this point after the Braves have gotten on a, I don't want to say a heater, but a bit of a mini heater. So with all of those things being said, good win, good series win. You took advantage of a team in Philadelphia that is reeling a little bit. You took advantage of a team in Philly that has a second half strikeout rate that is amongst the highest in Major League Baseball. You orchestrated the pitching lineup, and this is something that I'm going to give credit to Brian Snicker for. He orchestrated the pitching rotation in a way that took perfect advantage of the matchups. The matchup you had last night with Sanchez, the matchups against Wheeler and Nola. And at the end of the day, and this is something that I always do my best to keep in mind while going through the season. At the end of the day, a manager, a head coach, whatever, could get everything right. You still got to send 9 guys out on the diamond to execute it. You still got to send 11 guys out on the football field, out on the pitch, 5 guys out on the court to execute the gameplay. Now, as I've said many times before, if you have a team that the manager is making good decisions, the manager is getting it right, the manager is putting the right things together, and the players aren't executing, that's also on the manager. And I feel like there was a legitimate chunk of Braves baseball that I kind of felt that way about. There was a legitimate chunk of Braves baseball where I'm like, I got to tell you, I'm not really upset about the decisions that Brian Snicker is making. I am upset about the fact that he just can't get guys to go out there and execute. But if you've got a team full of cats that you're telling them what to do, you're telling them how to do it, and you are telling them to get it done and it'll work, and they're not doing it, that is still a quality that falls back on the head coach. It's like I've said a number of times in years gone by when it comes to football, when it comes to college football. Well, Rob, the coach is really good. They just don't have the roster. Well, that's also on the coach, right? The coach is good, but there's just questionable calls coming from the coordinators that are holding the offense back. That, again, that is also on the coach. All of these things follow under the purview of the head coach. And I got to a point with Brian Snicker that I went, all right, if this team can't find something, if this team can't find consistency, if this team can't find something from the dish, something off the bump, that shows that they are able to take a step forward. Again, that's on Brian Snicker. But this team, since the break, the Atlanta Braves have been pretty good. They got one of the best offenses in baseball since the break. They're not putting up nearly the amount of runs that I would like to see them putting up. They're winning games 3-2, but they're winning games. They're winning games, and I think one of the things that happened, what is it that got the Braves at least to be in the mix post the break? It was the pitching. It was Reynaldo Lopez. It was Chris Sale. It was Joe Jimenez out of the bullpen. And because of that, the Braves have gotten to the point, I think, the Braves have gotten to the point now where they are playing to that strength. They are playing to that strength. They are playing to the pitching. We can go out there. We can play some small ball. We can bat the ball around, get a bunch of base hits. We don't need to be swinging for the fences. Remember, that is what the Braves offense was last year. They lived and died by the home run. And that's a problem. That's a problem, especially in the postseason, if you earn the one seed because you're off for a week, right? Your timing, your rhythm, your routine, they are all going by the wayside. And so if you end in a spot where your entire offensive identity is about finding the baseball and mashing the baseball, if you take a week off and that timing and that rhythm and that routine go away, guess what? So is your offense. And that's what happened to Atlanta last year against Philly, especially when you consider, and this is something I'm about to be, and this may take Lonzo with some degree of shock. I'm about to be optimistic about the Braves for a second, all right? I'm going to do the opposite of push the button. I'm about to be optimistic about the Bravos here for just a second. the pitching is what carries you in the postseason. The pitching is what is carrying the Braves. Relying on the home run is what will kill you in the postseason. Suddenly, the Braves are not relying on the home run. This Braves team, I'm not saying they will or they're gonna, but they are doing all the things that good postseason teams do, and they're doing it right now. Can they carry it for 38 more games? We'll find out. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Away we go, ladies and gentlemen. The final segment of the day. The final segment of the week. And I am very happy to say the final segment of not football season, people. Tomorrow at this time, I'm not going to lie. I'll probably still be asleep. All right, I'm probably going to sleep in tomorrow. I'm probably going to sleep in tomorrow. Because the longer that I sleep tomorrow, the less time I am awake before we get the damn thing kicked off at noon. Florida State, Georgia Tech at noon. Let's ride. All right.
Wait, I thought you were brunching. I thought that's what you said earlier, that you were brunching.
It depends. It depends on the lady that lives over there.
Okay.
If the lady wants to brunch, we're brunching. All right. Listen, if you're telling me that I can have myself a wholesale breakfast and then come back and sit right here and do it. I'll tell you what today's project is going to be. Great one. If I can make it work, today's project is going to be to move this desk over here. I'm going to have the worst looking room ever. The aesthetic is going to be completely blown, but I'm going to have the desk, which is the same height as the entertainment stand, in front so that I can sit and do Bet for the Cycle, but still be able to see the TV instead of doing 4 hours of nationally syndicated radio with everybody looking at the side of my head, because there's a 0% chance I'm not going to be watching all the football during that 4 hours. I can put the Panthers over here. I can put the Noles and the Jackets over here. It's going to be a good day. Can't wait.
I'm not going to volunteer to help you move that desk. You're on your own.
I wasn't going to ask you to, okay. Because you, for whatever reason, you refuse to celebrate the sacred day of week zero. And I don't understand it.
I think the most exciting news about tomorrow is that the Panthers are going to play their starters.
The most exciting news tomorrow is that the college football season officially starts, but nah, I get your drift.
That's next week. And we got what? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, college football, I think. So that's next week, not this week.
We got so much football next week. Listen, again, this is week zero is, without a doubt, the waiter putting the bread basket down on the table when you know that delectable surf and turf plate is on the way shortly after. That's what tomorrow is. Tomorrow, the bread basket gets put on the table. We all know the porterhouse is coming out in a few minutes. They're in the back. They're cooking it up. They're getting it right. They're getting the seasoning down. They're making sure it's got that perfect medium rare internal temperature, just the right amount of pink and red on the inside. They're getting it all set up for you. That juicy baked potato that is the Big Ten, that delectable plate of freshly steamed veggies that is the Southeastern Conference. They're getting it all ready for us. But tomorrow the bread gets put on the table.
So
and I don't know about you, but I'm a big bread guy.
I love bread. What time is kickoff for Florida State?
That game is at noon tomorrow.
Okay, so that's what I thought. So and the Panther game doesn't come on till 1, so Florida State would be up by 3 touchdowns by the time the Panther game comes on, so you can switch over and watch the starters and then switch back, watch a little more Florida State, and that's it for the day, unless you want to tune into some SMU later on that evening to see your eventual ACC champions.
Multiple things about that sentence that are just wrong. Number one is the concept of flipping over. Oh, no. Tomorrow will mark the reemergence of the Bro Cave in its final form. I will have I don't know how many screens available tomorrow. I will have two laptops going. I will have three televisions going. I have added the tablet of truth to the rotation this year. I can put a game on that. If I need it, I can put the phone up. Now, granted, there's only one college football game at a time happening tomorrow, staggered one after the next, up till a midnight Hawaii Delaware State kickoff. But there are NFL games throughout the day as well. So I probably won't need all of the screens to see all of the games tomorrow. Tomorrow is like preseason for watching football for me. All right.
So you're saying tomorrow's not that important. So tomorrow you can test everything out.
Again, don't worry about what you think I'm saying. Worry about what I'm telling you. There's one college football game at a time, starting at noon, but until 3 o'clock in the morning. All right. I'll be watching 15 hours of college football tomorrow. The fiance has already been informed that her return to being a football widow starts tomorrow. However, there is a bunch of preseason games in the NFL tomorrow that I think we're going to have to pay attention to. You got the Carolina Panthers and Buffalo Bills at 1. That is also alongside the Steelers and the Lions, the Ravens and the Packers, the Vikings and the Eagles, the Rams and the Texans. Then at 4 p.m., the Chargers and the Dallas Cowboys. Then at 7:30, a Subway Series O football as the New Jersey Giants take on the New Jersey Jets. And then we wrap it up with a 10 p.m. kick of the Cleveland Browns at the Seattle Seahawks. Three games on Sunday night. Tennessee is at New Orleans. Arizona is at Denver. And New England is at Washington. Tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, is preseason for the Bro Cave.
Tomorrow's the day
where I break out all the screens, make sure I got them at prime viewing angles, make sure that I've got my groove in the ground for the bro chair, make sure that all three seats on the couch are set up properly for when guests are to join, make sure that the image on the 75-inch is nice and dialed in and crisp and clear and bright. Oh, it's going to be a great day.
I was going to say the Steelers is a game to watch tomorrow because Russell Wilson is going to be starting, and we will see if he can be so bad that he's not the week one starter. Because he possibly, if you look at his outing last preseason game, pretty bad. He could stink so bad that whatever lead that he has on Justin Fields dissipates and Justin Fields starts the very first game.
I am going to go with probably not. I am going to go with it is going to take more than just Russell Wilson being bad. And I don't want to sit here and pretend like Justin Fields came in last week and was just this spark plug of excellence. He was okay as well. They were both okay. It will take Russell Wilson tanking, and it will also take Justin Fields coming in and being the guy that Lonzo thinks Justin Fields is, but he has not been yet.
Well, here's the thing. As bad as Russell Wilson has been, Justin Fields just has to be adequate. He doesn't have to be stellar. He just has to be steady. And that's what he's been in the preseason, whereas Russell Wilson has not been. And there's a reason why everyone's talking about this, because a good portion of the people out there have watched and seen how bad Russell Wilson is, and we'll see if the head coach is convinced otherwise after a horrible performance tomorrow. Am I wanting to see him do bad? Yes. Yes, I am, just so I'll be right, because that's all I really care about.
I don't think anyone here has any sort of disillusion at all that you are pulling for the demise, the implosion of Russell Wilson.
He'll be all right. He's married to someone famous. He's good.
He is someone famous. What do you mean?
Okay. Famous for being mediocre.
Texter said, so what Rob is saying is that he's playing his starters for the first time tomorrow. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The football watching starters get their go of it in the Bro Cave tomorrow. I got to make sure that the offense is clicking. I got to make sure that the defense is on point. They know their assignments. They're getting to the spot. All right. I got to make sure that computer one, computer two, TV one, TV two, TV three, tablet, cell phone, all in the optimal viewing positions. I got a couple of, more of these, cell phone holder clips for the tablet and the phone so that I can move them around the room as necessary when I need the extra screens. All right. Tomorrow's a big day in the Bro Cave. I will be in here tomorrow at 10 a.m., unless we go get brunch, which, okay. I'll be in here tomorrow at 10 a.m., setting everything up so that at noon, when Cody Decker and I start Bet for the Cycle, which you hear every Saturday from noon to 4 on the BetQL Network, make sure you're here for it tomorrow. We're going into football season, okay? When we start that show at noon tomorrow, this room will be set up for optimal football viewing pleasure.
Okay.
It's going to be incredible.
Well, why are you waiting until tomorrow to do it? Get it set up tonight. So then you just walk in and everything's ready to go.
You coming over to do the certified mechanic work on my busted ass ride that I have to go get?
That's not going to take all day. And you stay up late on Friday. Why not do it also, tonight?
Also, make sure you tune in on the BetQL Network to You Better You Bet from 3 to 7 today, where Rob Brown will be hosting that show as well. I promise you, I am not setting up football season watching optimization because that's not what I want to do.
Okay, what happens after 7? I mean, you know, you eat you some dinner because you eat late dinner, and then you come back in there around 8:30, and while you're watching the preseason games tonight, you set everything up tonight, and tomorrow you're ready to go. Why do it tomorrow?
Daddy is many things. One thing he is not is dumb. The lady friend is being abandoned for football this weekend. Friday night is her night. We do whatever she wants, which probably means early dinner in law and SVU. Is going to be it, and that's okay. All right, couple of texts real quick before we get out of here for what the X is going on. Texter said, I saw a thing that said Seattle is planning on hiring Ichiro as their manager. Is that legit? I haven't seen that. It's not a no. I don't know. Texter said, I wish Chipper would be open to managing. Hey, you got a real young team. Chipper ain't a real young guy anymore. Texter said, my wife normally works on Saturdays, and I use my Saturday mornings to get stuff done, laundry, etc. I am literally so excited that I'm just going to have to ignore it. Respect that. Texter said, I think the national champions are the Michigan Wolverines. I think he meant that one for Lonzo. That's pretty good. I like that text. Texter said, there was one more. Texter said, Rob Lonzo, I greatly enjoy the show. Thank you for making my weekdays more entertaining. You're very welcome.
He did that on purpose so I couldn't say you're welcome, but now I'm going to say you're welcome. So we're on to you, Rob Brown. I got to end the show. I got to end the show the way I started. All right, the first thing that's Xing is the War of the Rohirrim.
Oh, yes, there's a new Lord of the Ring project that has just come out. I believe this one is animated,
The trailer is out.
Well, let's end the show right now so that I can go watch it. You know what my favorite thing is? Big Lord of the Rings guy over here. Have been for a very, very long time. You know who else is? And I don't think I'm giving away a secret. And if I am, I don't really care. Did you guys know Diesel is a huge Lord of the Rings nerd? His dog is named after Aragorn's horse from the books. He is a huge, all the jokes that Lonzo made for many years about Diesel being a secret nerd, it ain't that secret.
It's not a joke. We do, believe it or not, Diesel and I talk on occasion, and we've had conversations about some pretty nerdy stuff, including Lord of the Rings and video games.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped about War of the Rohirrim. This is gonna be phenomenal. I am glad to say, here's what I want, and we talked about this earlier this week. I am begging you, just please stay sincere to the actual Lord of the Rings universe. I don't need any more. I just wanted to tell my story within the world. Then get your own world.
Well, you're probably going to be disappointed about this then. We'll see. All right. The next thing that's X-ing is Carson Steele.
Carson Steele trending, and I'm going to be honest, I have no idea why Carson Steele is trending.
Dude, he is everyone's talking about Carson Steele
because he had a hell of a game last night.
Not he's just
still
that.
Trending from last night. He was throwing stiff arms last night like prime Derrick Henry, dude.
Not just that, the fact that he has an alligator. And the other thing is, people are talking about him because it looks like the Chiefs have done it again, found a third round guy that's going to make the team and be very productive. They're really good at doing that.
Carson Steele, for those of you that heard Lonzo say he has an alligator and went, what the hell? He has an alligator. He was given a pet alligator apparently as a Christmas gift as a child, and he still has the pet alligator. Respect. Respect.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching him play. And he has a nice head of hair. All right, and finally, the last thing that's X-ing is Ricochet.
Ricochet is X-ing because Ricochet, obviously, I believe is officially a free agent now.
No, and he signed.
Did he sign?
Yes, with AEW.
Might as well tell me now.
He signed with AEW.
Yay, flippy bleep.
Yes.
Or flippy bleep.
So Will Ospreay is also trending because Will Ospreay wanted that to happen so we could see the real Ricochet. So we're going to hopefully he doesn't hurt himself irreparably, but I'm looking forward to more flips because, you know, they're not FTR and they're going to tell the truth. They're going to be flipping.
Ricochet v. Ospreay could be a certified slapper of a match.
Does he show up this Sunday? That's the question. Is he in England?
Find out. All Elite Wrestling All In this Sunday, live from Wembley Stadium in London, England. What? Noon? Noon, right?
It's noon, a 1. Time? I believe it's a 1.
1 o'clock bell time. So be watching that too. Oh, gosh. Good thing I'll have the Bro Cave all set up and ready to go for that. Y'all have a spectacular day. Enjoy your weekend. Happy week 0 to all of those that celebrate along with me. When we come back on Monday, we will have a full breakdown of the first weekend of college football, of the final weekend of the NFL preseason, of whatever the hell the Braves are going to do this weekend. Am I optimistic now? I don't want to be. Maybe. We'll talk about it Monday. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. See you back here Monday to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.